Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I'm so glad you were able to join me today. If you're a new listener, welcome. We thank you for joining us and pray that you will be blessed by these next few minutes together. Before I begin, let's join our hearts in prayer. Father, I thank you for the wonderful privilege you have given, Lord, to all of us, that you've allowed us freedom in this nation, that, Lord, we can gather together, Lord, even through the vehicle of a radio broadcast, even just not being together physically, but Lord, in the spirit, we are together. We are one, those who love your name and love your word. And Father, I ask for your very presence to be manifest to all those who are listening. Lord, you are a God who is touched by the feeling of our infirmities. Father, you know the several trials and battles that your people are going through. And Father, I thank you with the authority of your word and with the authority, the delegated authority that you have given to us. We resist the works of darkness. Lord, we are submitted to you. And in the name of Jesus, we resist all works of the enemy. And we thank you, Lord, that as we resist, he will flee from before us. Thank you for that promise, Lord. And Lord, I'm asking, Father, that we'll have ears to hear. Lord, that it will penetrate not just our natural hearing, but our spiritual hearing. Lord, we need your revelation, and only the Spirit of God can give revelation to the Word of God. And so, Father, we just release your presence. We release your ministry to those who are listening. And Lord, I just thank you for your anointing that I can present the Word in a way, Lord, that will see real change and transformation effected in the life of your beloved, in Jesus' name. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. For the Spirit of the Lord would say, my beloved, a new anointing shall flow in the hearts of my people. A new peace shall abide in their hearts, and they shall see and they shall hear and experience my working in a new measure. Beloved, if you will receive and believe the words that I speak, even this day, you will no longer be as you were yesterday, for a new day is dawning in the Spirit. A new outpouring is coming forth, and I have called you forth that you might be one who will hear my words and will not stand back. I call you to join in praising me. I'm speaking to many in this hour through my word. And if you will take it to your heart, it shall be a reality in your life. I don't look at your age, beloved. I look at your heart. I will stretch forth my hand to strengthen you. Your days shall be touched by the hand of my anointing. And I let you know, beloved, I don't look at the failures of the past. Is it not written that when you ask forgiveness of your sins, I put them in the sea of forgetfulness? I don't look at the sins and failures and stumblings of days past and hold back my blessings from you. But today is a new day, beloved, and I would have you to receive my words in advance and the power of my glory. I will put a hunger in your heart for the things of God, like you have known in days past. No longer will my people be discontented. I will touch your mind and your body and your spirit with my anointing. I call you as a soldier in these last days to a duty far beyond this earth and far beyond any worldly government. I call you to stand on the side of the Lord. I call you to understand that you are my hands and feet in this earth, and you are part of reaching out to the poor and destitute of life, to those who are undone in their sins. Receive my words as a child would receive the words of his father, for lo, it is your heavenly Father that speaks to encourage you even this day. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Well, beloved, the Lord has put a message on my heart that I'll entitle Spiritual Renewal. And is that something you're ready for? What does renewal mean? Well, it means to restore to freshness, to vigor, or perfection. And I don't know about you, but I know, beloved, in my life, in the lives of those that I know personally, in my friends, for those on the mailing list, this is something we need perpetually, because the things of this world continually try to tear us down, to wear us. It says the enemy will weary many. He'll just wear down the saints of God, it says in Revelation. That's his task. But beloved, the Spirit of the Lord has been given, the Holy Spirit has been given, that we might be constantly and continually renewed. And so I just pray your hearts are open, your spiritual ears are attuned to hear what the word of the Lord says. And as I was thinking about this subject, the Lord brought a couple areas into my heart, why spiritual renewal is so important, and what are the characteristics of it? Well, if we're renewed, if we're restored to freshness, to vigor or strength or perfection, there is going to be a joy in our spiritual relationship with the Lord. There's going to be a joy, in fact, in all of our life. Even the great David, King of Israel, the sweet psalmist of Israel, prayed, "Restore unto me, O God, the joy of thy salvation." Beloved, we need joy in our life. And as I've shared with UCM partners, I send out a letter each month to just share my heart, to share the things the Lord has given, that there's perhaps no greater testimony of faith than the joy that is evidenced in our lives. Why? Because we look at this world, it's going to hell in a handbasket, beloved. We see such violence, such crime. I don't know about you, but it's a painful thing to listen to the daily news broadcasts. The violence, the road rage, the wars, the murders, the injustices that are done, those who are the multitudes that are suffering in the nations of Africa, those who are just doing everything they can to flee the persecution and famine and poverty in their nation, the warfare. Lord, it's just a terrible thing. My heart cries out to the Lord that there is so much human suffering. And beloved, only if we have joy. Now, does that mean we're indifferent? Of course not. It makes us more and more compassionate with those who suffer. But beloved, we have a joy that's not of this world. We understand what is happening. As the sons of Issachar, we have an understanding of the times in which we're living. We are in the last days. We're not into setting dates, but we know that the day of the Lord is soon approaching, and that multitudes are hanging now in the valley of decision. Beloved, we must not only do all we can to share this precious word through the printed page, through the media, radio, television, but we must do all we can in our personal lives, because you know what, beloved? You might think you are least in the body of Christ. You might think your calling, your position is of total unimportance, but those Those are all lies of the enemy. You are singly important to God, just like every single cell in your body is important for your health. And beloved, when any of those cells get in pain or trouble, we know it. We favor them, don't we? So we ought to favor those who are weak in the faith, those who are struggling. That's why we need to pray one another. And as we do so, we fulfill the law of Christ, carrying each other's burdens. That's why I'm on this broadcast. I continually give you an invitation to write and share your prayer needs. So, beloved, joy. Why? Because we know the end of the book. We know the Lord is coming back, and He will rule and reign in righteousness from Jerusalem. It will be a kingdom of peace and righteousness for 1,000 years. That's something to look forward to. Amen. Not to mention our new bodies. Praise God. You know, in the 5th chapter of Ephesians, I haven't even started the message yet, beloved. In the 5th chapter of Ephesians, it talks about the relation of husbands and wives to one another. But in verse 16, the word of the Lord says, redeeming the time because the days are evil. Amen. Wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. And be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Singing and making a melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. What does this passage of Scripture outline? We're to understand the will of the Lord. We're to be filled with the Holy Spirit. We're to speak to ourselves properly, to have praise in our hearts to God, and we're to submit to one another in the fear of the Lord. Beloved, if we will do these things, then having a grateful heart, all of these contribute to joy in our spiritual relationship with the Lord. In fact, it's a recipe on how to be filled with the Spirit. And beloved, I see my time is just flying away, and I've hardly gotten to my first point. But the first point is, this is a hallmark of spiritual renewal, is joy. Remember when you were just saved, that first love? Well, God wants to rekindle those ashes that may have gotten burned down and just are barely glowing because of the battles, and He wants to blow of the Spirit of God, the wind of the Spirit, to rekindle those sparks that are yet burning. I don't know about you, but I need it. I believe we all need it in this day. Well, thank you for joining me today. The announcer is going to give you our contact information. If you have a prayer need, beloved, I'm here to stand with you in prayer. I know you'll be blessed by the ministry of correspondence. Thank you for joining me, and tune in tomorrow as we continue on in this message on spiritual renewal. I love you. Thank you for joining me, and until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.